two of the fellows from the shul, Ari Rosenthal, is a very big example for us. He's takes off, he comes to learn. Plus the fact he's one of the machzike koil for years, the guy by the shul, and any time we need a safer, he buys it. Rye at hand, I called him and said, need a chayodim, nishmasodim, it was there the next day. And I just told him we don't have a chazanish. So he said, I thought we had one, but yeah. So wish him a lot of brach v'atzloch and great amount of akaras atov too as well. Where's Phil? Oh, we also want to welcome Phil, who lives in Eretz Yisrael, Med Aliyah, but he's still considered to be one of our fellows in the shul because he's machzik the shul even when he was in Eretz Yisrael. Even when he's in there, so is Master the shul. And he comes here for a break. And the first day he comes off the plane, he's in the Bis Medrash. And he wants to learn with us. So it's great to see you both. We have a tremendous amount of accursed of both of you. Shem should give you great bracha v'atzlocha, b'chol dover. Okay. I want to begin with the sugya that we had said we had to see here. Lama Chesmes, Lama Tesman Alf, the Gemara. Let's start with what the Gemara says, Beferish, right before the two dots. It says, Beferish, Bitul Bechamba, Abishul Bechamba is Mutul Agamri. Gemara says, Amr of Nachem, Bechamba, Kuliyam, Lo Pliki, Dishari, period. Abishul Bechamba is Mutul and Gansim. Both Mutul Mirat Teir, Mutul Mirat Rabon. Rashi says, Shad, on Bishul Bechamba, Rashi says, Bechamba, Bishemish, Dishari, Dein Derech, Bishul Bechach, the chama bor lo michlefa, and chama with fire, you will not get confused. The ligzer to make exera ha atoha, to make exera one after the other, to asrit, midrabanan. We will not get confused. So you see from this Rashi, really two things. Number one, you see from Rashi that it's not the derech to mvashal b'chama. Mashma l'maisa, if it would be, which we're going to get to when we get the microwave, it would probably be asr. We're going to have to see how we understand Rashi, but at first glance. And number two, there's no reason to ever make Xera if you're not going to get confused. If there's a Nik or a Hevdol between Or and Chama, Yaitzim is that B'mokum Shul, it's not Nikar Kokach, from the difference between the Chom and what the bystander's looking at. Are we talking about Or? Are we talking about where's the Makor of the source of heat? Is it so clear it's from the sun? Is it so clear it's from the fire? Where it's not clear, maybe we would make Xera. So you see two chidushim in this Rashi, okay? Number one, that if it's not the derech, it's mutal agami, but if it would be the derech, it maybe would be awesome in Atayra. And number two is, we're only going to make Xera derbana where it's not clear. If it's clear there's a delineating factor between the Or and the Eish, then Lamaisa, between the Or and the Chama, then Lamaisa, we would not make such Xera. So, let's get to it right away. How do we interpret this Rashi that it's Shalom Ein Derech Bishulu B'kach? That was his Lashon. Ein Derech Bishulu B'kach. Lashon Azav Shal Rashi. So, in the Sefer Or HaLavana, he wants to offer four different Mahalchim to interpret what Rashi meant when he said Ein Derech Bishul B'kach. Firstly, he quotes the note of Yehuda in the Tshuvas, where the Noda B'Yudah Chuvus Madura Tinyana, Yordea Simen Mem Gilman bless you, wants to claim that the Ptur here is a Ptur of what we would say that it's Lo Kederech and Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not pshat that in the Mishkan it was not the Derech to cook this way, but in Stam this is not the Derech to cook in general, and says the Sefer Machzik Brach in Yordea Simen Pei Zayin Sifkat Yigimel the same pshat, that this Ptur of Shalom Kederech that Rashi is formulating to us is of the genre of Shalom Kederech and Kol HaTorah Kula. And there is a Ptur of Shalom Kederech and Kol HaTorah Kula. So this is the first approach that we want to suggest is in Rashi when it's Shalom Kederech. It's a little difficult. Why is it a little difficult? Because we said the Gemara said, Pliyamalo Pligi Dishari. It's Mutter and Gansen. Not only is it Mutter and Atar, it's Mutter and Rabbanan. We know that Shalom Kederech, if I eat what? A piece of ham with tons of ketchup or tons of salt or mustard makes it disgusting. I'm over in Isid Rabban, it's not Mutul Lagamri. So it's a little bit shver, this Mahalach, to say that it should be Mutul Lagamri, both Minatar and Mid Rabbanan. But that's the first Mahalach.
Another ISO level, being there official is not a problem, Travis. Don't we find that there? There's a tour worth on the derech, but still those things are also on Shabbos and Midiraisa?
No, no, no. Shaloka derech is a p'tur min ha-teir and kol ha-teir kulu.
By most of the call, like Tigun, didn't the Gemara say, Tigun or Gishon, I forgot which one, that since it's not the derech bishul, therefore it's not on Midiraisa?
No, the Gemara said derech bishlo. Right, also tires. Yeah, so what did that mean? Did that mean lo chelev v'lo chalav, or did it mean that Azari was also? We had a machlesh Rashi Taisus, whether Tigun was also min atar or also min rabbanan, right? By basa b'chalav. But the p'tur of shalok aderech appears in kol atar akulu. Okay? So that's what the note of Yudah wants to say pshat in Rashi, but as we're saying, it's a little bit of a difficulty, and the Machzik Brocha says the same thing in Rashi, then it should have been also min rabbanan. That's the first mahalach. Second mahalach is Reb Moshe. If you didn't see it, please look it up. In the Igros Moishin or Achaim Chelek Gimel Siminun Beis, he wants to argue, Reb Moshe says in Igros Moishin, that a different approach. He basically wants to say, is that anything that in the Mishkan was common? Basically, if it was in the Mishkan, that was the way to cook. The Mishkan symbolized and was symbolic of things that were the way to do things. And therefore, Lamaisa, it was not Shchiach to cook in manners of the sun during the times of the Mishkan. And therefore, says Reb Moshe, the Gemara says it was mutter what? It's mutter legamri. That's what Reb Moshe says. And therefore, Lemaisi claims that the notion of Mishkan means it's a symbolic set of commonality. Did it exist? Was it shchich or not? And therefore, Reb Moshe says that's what Rashi means. According to Reb Moshe, it's a little bit difficult, Lemaisi, why, in fact, the Gemara says if you cook, let's say, a Korban Pesach Bechama, you're not like it. Lamaisa, the whole p'tur that Ramosha is basing it is on the Mishkan, but the Mishkan was that it was commonality, but there was no concept of Mishkan when it comes to Hilchos Korban Pesach. And Lamaisa, if the whole p'tur is because it's not Derech Bishul, because it wasn't Dumi to Mishkan, and Mishkan was symbolic of Derech, what Shaykhaz is there a p'tur to be by Korban Pesach, Lamaisa, if you're Mavashal Bechama? So that's a little bit of a difficulty. Also, Lamaisa, if you're Mavashal Bechama, by Basa Bechol, if you're not liking, it's Mutter Bana. In Simon Pezayin in your day, again, there's no function, there's no concept of Mishkan when it comes about Korban Pesach, it comes to Basa Bechol. So that's a little bit of a difficulty also, but that's how Reb Moshe wants to learn the pshat of Lokaderech Bishal. Lokaderech Bishal means it wasn't found in the Mishkan, because what's found in the Mishkan is what's common, Lamaisa. And therefore, one would suggest Bishul Bechama is going to be Mutal Legami. We're just pointing out it's a little bit difficult. Why by Korban Pesach, Basa Becholov, is there such a p'tur? Because Mishkan has nothing to do with those dinim. Okay, but there's a third shot, third Mahalach Litzket, and that's from the Eglei Tal. The Eglei Tal in Oifa, in Malacha Dalid, in Ofa, in Malacha Ofa, Oz Dalid, argues the following. And he claims that he believes that Bishul Bechama is not like the standard Shinu of Kilachar Yad that we have in Hilchos Shabbos, because Kilachar Yad is a Shinu in the Pe'ula. However, Bishul Bechama is not just a Shinu in the Pe'ula, it's a Shinu in the result, the Nifal. Pula means an action, where I write lefty instead of righty. So it's a shinui, it's considered to be a difference in the maisa. Here it's much more pronounced because it's a shinui in the what? It's a shinui in the actual what? In the actual cooking itself. It's qualitatively different. It's not as good of a cook from Aish. And therefore, lemaisa, it's not considered to be what we would say, a bishul legabi korban pesach. It solves that very well. It's not bishul by Basar B'cholov. And therefore, Lamaisa, you understand why there's a p'tur, because he's saying, Lamaisa, that it's considered to be conceptually and factually, the Totsos of Bishul B'cham is different than what's done in Aish. And therefore, Lamaisa, he claims qualitatively it's much different. It's not just, like I said, the sofer that writes a get with his left hand, normally he's a righty. As long as in Kol HaTorah Kulah, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be good because you can see it. But the problem is here, Lamaisa, Mavasha Bechama Lamaisa is a shinui what in the Bishul that's Nasa. And therefore, it's not just in the Pu'ul and the action, Eli, but it's a difference in the result. And that's why, Lamaisa, the Eglei Tal will argue that it's Mutim and Atena Mutim and Rabbanan, which is what the Gemara says.
So if I make an egg on the sidewalk on a very hot day versus a frying pan, the egg is really going to taste very different?
It's qualitatively different. That's what he argues, Phil. That's correct. That's what he argues. The nature of the cooking is different. Okay. You're arguing with that? I'm not arguing with Dar Eglita. You can argue with him, not me. Okay? All right. And then that's number four. Number four, a fourth shot, Shaloka Derech, is from the Shar HaMelech and Reb Shlomo Zalman. The Shar HaMelech is in Pirachez, Choschometz Matzah, and Reb Shlomo Zalman records this in the Mincha Shlomo Simon Yubay's Ha'ara Dalit, that there was a Kabbalah B'Yodam, to Labishal bin Eish V'Tolotel Dafka. There was a Kabbalah B'Yodam, kind of like a Halach L'Mosh M'Sinai, to Leninze bin Dafka Dumi de Mishkan, Bishal Ayyede Eish V'Tolotel, Velo bin Inacher. It's different than Ramosh. Ramosh said that the Mishkan was symbolic of what was common. This is mamish, what, like a Messiah, Halach L'Mosh M'Sinai from the Mishkan, was Eish mamish, therefore Bishal B'Chama would be what? Would be Mutter. So it comes out, L'Maisa, I think a very, very good distinction is you think about the difference between Ramosh and Eglital, Lamais, if in the case where Phil's brought up the situation, I don't know, wherever you live, let's say, in the globe, where they taka what? They taka do this shtick. They cook eggs on the sidewalk. That's what they do. A new restaurant in Manhattan, Lamais, where it's in the Times in the food section. So they cook eggs on the sidewalk. So according to Ramosh Taki, you'd be chayef. That's the common way. It became the fad. That was the fad. If that became the derech korner Ramosh Yechaim, korner Eglital still fill. It qualitatively is different. It is not eish, and therefore you would not be what you'd not be chayef minatir. That's one very good nafkamina. Another very good nafkamina would be a situation of bishul achar bishul. First you do bishul b'cham, and then you do classical bishul afterwards. According to Rav Moshe, he says the din would be that you would say ein bishul achar bishul. Because the first bishul you did might not have been common, but halachically it cooked it. So therefore you'd say ein bishul achar bishul. But according to Eglital, the eichus was not the same, and therefore the second bishul would be a bishul bona fide minatari, it'd be chayiv. It's interesting, the Minchas Chinuch has a sofek, if you're mevasu b'chamei tveria, and then you use chamei, or what's the din? Are you chayiv bishul or not? So he quotes from the Prima Gadim, he says ein bishul achar bishul. He says, ain't bishul achar bishul. That l'chura would be totally l'maisa, that would go well with that remaisha. But if you held like the Eglital, l'chura, you would argue. Okay, so that brings us to the issue of the microwave. Poshim shot. What would you say with a microwave? You cook with a microwave. So I remember Shetba said in Shir, he said right off the bat when he read the Rashi, he said we'd be chayav skewer l'maisa with a microwave, according to Rashi. That's how he interpreted Shot and Rashi. But let's plug it in. Halacha l'maisa. So according to the Note of in the Machzik Bracha, that there is Shaloka Derech HaKola Terakula. I mean, this is the way everyone cooks, right? Even I cook this way, l'maisa, because I can't really cook. But l'maisa, and anyone with their right mind, l'maisa, even I, that's what I'm saying myself, could put something in a microwave. It's a pella. Sometimes I think to myself, I didn't burn it. But l'maisa, because why? There's a measurement. So therefore, according to the Note of Machzik Bracha, absolutely right. You could hear 100% why you'd be chayiv. The truth is, according to Rav Moshe, no doubt, Lamaisa, Rav Moshe said that if you have wood, you never would use the micro. You would use the sun in the times of the Mishkan. Nowadays, people love using the what? People love using the microwave. And therefore, for sure, Lamaisa, it's become something common. And L'churi should be chayiv. Skila, Rav Moshe wrote this Beferish in the Chuvis and Chelekim Sumin and Beis. You take a look. He writes it Beferish. So, that's what one would say. It's interesting that according to Rav Moshe, something that was cooked in a microwave, and then you want to cook it again, l'chura there should be no isser, right? A vein bishul achar bishul should follow based on that. But the Shevet Alevi wants to say, even according to Rav Moshe, you should be machmer. Shevet Alevi, I'll give you the marmakam, chelik yud, simin beis. Okay? Rav Moshe doesn't talk about that, the Pharish doing it a second time, but it would follow, the Chur would be okay, but he writes no, according to Rav Moshe, still should be a problem. Okay, maybe because of the Derech, I don't know, if the whole Vord is the Derech, maybe people reheat things on fire after microwave, I don't know. I didn't see the Shevet Alevi inside. But, according to the third approach, the Eglital, one could certainly argue, Halacha L'maisa, that there would be no issur of bish at all with a microwave. Because the bottom line is, the result is not the same. It's very similar to a chama. And therefore, it would come out, l'maisa, that if you put it in the microwave, you know it doesn't make a karimus ponim as well, doesn't brown the top of the food. You know, there's many types of frying that it can't do. you know, the food sometimes gets drier. It's definitely a different quality, says the Egg-Lay Tafel. And therefore, Lamaisa, he claims if you put it in the microwave straight up, according to the Egg-Lay Tafel, you would not be over minatur. Just want to note, according to the Egg-Lay Tafel, it would come out of Chumrah if you cooked it afterwards. You'd be chayv skewer, because it wasn't a bishul, according to the Egg-Lay Tafel. Okay. It's interesting, though, Lamaisa, Shevet Alevi wants to say, even according to the Egg-Lay Tafel, he says, I don't think you should lump together the microwave with the sun. Because he says, the microwave is certainly closer to Bishul Ayadei Eish, even though Lamaisa, some people might not compare it and use it in the same way, but he says he doesn't think you should lump together the microwave to be like the sun. Because it's not the same, and he thinks he doesn't think Lamaisa that you know, you could arrive at such a kula and say you're not over minatera. Okay, that's what he writes. He's machmer according to Ramosha on the Nakuda about Bishach Rabish. He's machmer according to the Egg-Lay Tafel, Lamaisa, what the Egg-Lay Tafel would say by what? Would say by the microwave itself. But no doubt, Lamaisa, according to the fourth Mahalach, the Shara Melech, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, we only chayv on Bishop Orv et Toldo Tov, Lamaisa, a microwave certainly would not be chayv in that case, because it's not what? It's not Eish, and therefore one would say you're not going to what? You're not going to be chayv. It's interesting, though. I gave you the Rambam. The Rambam does say, you see, there are certain things in Yordaya, like Maliach is Karoteach. Salting something is like roasting. Kavish is Kimavushal. Pickling is like cooking. So the Rambam has in Hilchos Shabbos, Perich of Beis Halacha Yud, I gave you that, that if you pickle pickles, or kovish kavashim, or vegetables, asu neku mevashel. So he wants the tain elamais, even if you held like the Shara Melech and the Shlomo Zalman, the Oral Avonis says, he thinks it would fall under this Rambam, and it still will be asu midrabanan. So granted, it might not be what? Bishul min haTorah is not told, it's not orvit told osav, but it'll be under that gezeirah of the Chacham, Zichron Levracha, of kovish. And even though we can't make our own gzeiras, the Mishnah says, Yushalmi says in trees, you can't make your own gzeiras. But the bottom line is you can expand the din. Like bicycles, Lamaisa, some say bicycles are Asur Lamaisa because of gzeiras Shami Yisakin. If you already have a gzeira on the books, you can expand it. So maybe that's the reason why you would still say it's Asim and Rabbanan, Halacha Lamaisa. So Rabbi Avadi in the Yalkut Yosef in Gimel, Chela Gimel Abad Kufnun, actually, Yaakov Yosef written by his son, no, not Rabbi Avadia. He says, also to cook on Shabbos with a microwave, even if through a timer. And he says, you should not be mako by it with a chol Hashem Bosakana even. Unless it's a what a chol Hashem Bosakana, then it's better, obviously, to cook with a microwave than a real Eish. If you have to cook for a chol Hashem Bosakana, no one else is around. So no doubt that would be okay. You know, in general, you know, Rav Moshe has in Tshuvas, we're never supposed to use any type of timer on Shabbos. Always tell the fellows in the shul for an air conditioning for nothing. The only type of timer you can use is for lights, which enhances your own Shabbos. It's a famous shuvah of Moshe. You can't put anything else on a timer. Cook, anything cooking, and Rosh Hashanah, not that way. So this is according to other poskim that say that you can use a timer outside of lots, not outside of lights, not like Reb Moshe. They still say using this would be usher, using a microwave, halacha lemaisa. Okay, so that's Lamaisa, what I wanted to first mahalach about Bishul Bechama and what your maskan is going to be by the microwave, halacha lamaisa. It's interesting also, I mean, no doubt we should just add this in. You plug in a microwave on Shabbos, and let's say there's no lights. If there's a light, then it's Havara. If it's a light bulb, you're over Havara, no doubt. But if you plug it in, there's no lights, using electricity is the famous Machlokes Chazon Ish, who claims it was Bona. Shlomo Zalman would say it's an Issur Midrabanan. And then you mentioned to me, Jake, your Weiss, Shlita to the Great Gaon, said that it would be Makavet Patish. So I'm not talking about, we're not talking about plugging, it's plugged in already from before. Okay, someone had a kasha here? Okay, good. So that's the first Mahalach. Okay, we got that? That's the first Mahalach with Bishul Bechama and also the microwave. Okay. Now, Lamais, I want to get to the Gemara, the Sugya before that we had. Okay, and the Gemara has an interesting concept that comes up. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, "Beferish Avlamet Chesamet Beis that you're not allowed to heat up the egg next to a kettle that had been heated, slightly roasted. And then it says you're not allowed to break open and fry it upon hot scarves that are baked in the sun. And Yosef Mata then. Okay? And then the third case in the Mishnah is you're not allowed to bury an egg in sand or dust that has been baked in the sun or that it's roasted. And on that, Rabbi Yossi agrees. And then the Gemara quotes the story with Anshei Tveria, which they have this silon, and the water, you know, the pipe of cold water is in the canal of hot spring water, so you want it, the cold water gets heated up automatically, and the Chachamim ossered it. Okay? So that was in the Mishnah. So the Gemara is bothered by, after the two dots, why did Rabbi Yossi not argue on that third case of hiding it and burying it in sand or dust, right? The Gemara asks the Kashin and says, Rabbi Yossi should also argue on that, yes? Why doesn't he matter that? So Gemara gives two terutzim. Rabba says, because Gzeira Shiatmin Beremetz, because if you insulate it, bury it in sand, it's going to lead you to what? To insulate it with what? With ashes, which is a problem of, you know, Shema Yatnin. And Rav Yosef says, right, you're going to insulate it with hot ashes. Rav Yosef argues, says, Mazis offer bin koimut. So the Gemara says, my veinai, what's the nafkemina? Ike veinai offer tichuach. Right? So it's loose earth. So according to what, Rab, it's still also because you have a problem of what? Shema Yatnin. Meremetz. Corner of Yosef, it's mutter because why? There's no problem here. You're not moving anything from its place. And therefore, Lamites is not considered to be a problem. That's how Rav Yosef, that's how Rashi learned Pshat. Let's just point out, we'll get back to it, Blinetter. The Rashba says Fakir. The Rashba learns the Gemara Fakir. The Rashba says, Ba'afra Tachuach. According to Rab, it's mutter because Remetz Ba'afra Lo Michlof. You're not going to get confused between remitz and offer. According to what? According to Rav Yosef, though, it's usher because you still might be mazes to offer mim kaimai. So he has it flipped, okay? According to the Rashba, he has it flipped. So it's an important, we'll get back to that, Blinetter. But that's how the Gemara has befarished these two concepts, and this is what the pshat comes off lamais in the Gemara. Okay, now, this leads us to the following. The Tosfos here, in Dibur Maskel Shema Yatnin, the little Tosfos, points out the following, that Lamaisa Hafkasu Darim, they didn't make Exera, Ato Shema Yatnin Beremetz. Okay, again, what did Rabba say that Rav Yossi's maskim to the din of what? Of Luyat Mena Bechol? Because Shema Yatmin Beremetz. Right? But what did Rav Yossi argue on Tamater? The case of the Sudarin, yes? He didn't make Exera. Zok Toysis, why didn't he? Why didn't he make Exera? So Toysis says, because Sudarim are not similar to Remetz. The scarves, the handkerchiefs, are not similar to ashes. So Tosa says, why didn't he make a Xera off Sudarim that got heated up in what? Scarves got heated up in fire. He didn't want to make that Xera because no one heats up scarves in fire. Because what happens to, when you heat up scarves in fire? They burn up. So Tosa says here, Lamaisa, that is why if you tell me like Rabba, that substantiates why Rabbi Yossi made the Xera, he agreed with it, Le'imenu b'chol u'be Avak Drachim, he didn't make the Xera by Sudarim because they're not similar. Okay. What's difficult with Taisus? Tamu on Taisus. Yeah, go ahead, Arya.
This means that generally he holds up the Xera.
So let's see. Good. Very good. So Lamaisa, Taisus, Apella on Taisus, because Taisus said, according to Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't make the Xera of Sudarim Afko Yatnin Beremetz. I don't understand. Marsha asked this Kasha. Didn't the Gemara say already, black and white, that he doesn't make a Xera? Rabbi Yosef told us, or, I'm sorry, told us Chama, told us or? He already said you don't make that Xera. So what's Taisus saying? What's Taisus mean, Mechadish? Already Lichtin Rabbi Yosef already said he doesn't make a Xera. So the Marsha asked this kasha. The Gemara already said by Rabbi Yosef that goes to told us Chama, told us Hor. So what is Toysus like? He discovered America by saying this Chiddush. That Lamaisa, he doesn't make a Gzeira of Ato what? Sudar and Lodom Loremitz. In general, he doesn't make a Gzeira of told us Chama, Ato told us Hor. So the Marsha says like this. Exactly what Aryeh was saying. When the Gemara says that Kun Rabbi Yossi didn't make a Gzeira of told us Chama, why didn't he? Why didn't he? Because not the derech. It's not the derech to mechamim in that way. So if it's not the derech to mechamim that way, that was the motive why he didn't make a gzera. We don't make a gzera of told the schama, atal told the score. Because it's not the derech to do it. That's exactly what Tais is saying was pshat in the Gemara, Zuck the Marsha. That's exactly the pshat in the Gemara. So it comes out, Lomaisin, this is what you were saying, Aryeh, that according to the Marsha, Hatmana b'chol avak drachim is, you have to say it's lav derech l'chamamon. Because if that's the case, why did the Gemara have to say that he's motive to be oser shema yatnin or shema yaz is afar? Why don't you just say he made a gzeir of what? Told us or ato told us chama told us or elavu, then it must be it's lav the derech. That's why you have to come on to the other reasons in the Gemara why he asered what? Why Asher Avak Drachim? I'm sorry, why Asher? Yeah. Yet men of Bechol Avak Drachim. Because of new reasons. Everyone follow this Cheshman? It's a Marsha of Pshat and Taisus. And it's Pshat and the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold to the Xayir at all. So if he doesn't hold to the Xayir at all, you need to come out of these two reasons. You need to come out of these two reasons. Because if Lamaisel he holds his motive to that Xayir, then say it's just Asher based on that. So the word is, you have to say Hatman of Bechol Avak Drachim is Lav Kederach. Zach, you follow what I'm saying? That's the Cheshbon. Lamaisa, according to the Marsha, comes out in Taisus. So Mimela, that's exactly what you're saying. What you're saying, Lamaisa, is that in fact, according to Rabbi Yossi, in a Hanami, he will hold of the Xavier sometimes. When what? When it's the Derech. When it's the Derech, he will hold of the Xavier. When it's not the Derech, he will not hold of the Xavier. But when it is the Derech, he will hold it's Shayach to make a Xavier. Of told us chamat al told us or. That's what comes out according to Marshal of Hittaisis. Hashtudos is lahachi. Zok the Rishash, that Rashi holds not this way. Says the Rishash, that Rashi holds not that way. It's Poshit Lamaisa. It's Poshit Lamaisa. That Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the Chachamim. Never are you gozer told us chamat al told us or. Why is Rabbi Yossi Cholik and Afkas Sudarin Lamaisa? Because if you're Matar Bishl in that case, people aren't going to be told of the Heter Lamaisa on something else. They're going to be told of the Heter because it's only told the Schama. Told the Schama is Mutter. And they're not going to connect with told us Or. Because Shapri Yodid Al Or Kapit Rachmana. Everyone knows that distinction. Mashenkin Bahatmanas Chol Avak Drachim, the Chachamim had a what? If the Chachamim gave a Heter, you know what would happen? This would lead people to do hatmana, mamish. If they allowed hatmana b'chol avak drachim, this would lead people to do hatmana. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi is maskim to the chomim that is taka aser. But according to what? According to the Rishash's pshat and Rashi, Rabbi Yossi is not motive the Rabbanan at all. Nothing. He never is maskim to the Rabbanan. This gezeira, he doesn't hold of it all whatsoever. Even if it would be kederach. Even if it would be kederach. So that's what I want to bring out. Machloek is the cheshbon according to Rashi. Tosis runs like this. According to Rashi, Rabbi Yossi is never cheshish to the gzera of what? Told the Sforato, told the Sama. Even if it's the derech. And therefore, when the Rabbanan are cheshish, when are the Rabbanan cheshish? You guys tell me. I don't want to create a wide machlokis. When are the Rabbanan make the gzera? Only when it's what? When it's the derech. Correct. Only when it's the derech with the chachamim make the gzeira. Rabbi Yossi says, I don't hold the gzeira at all, even when it's kederech. That's according to what? According to the Rishash. But b'chiyai gavna, where it's what? Where it's not the derech, even the Rabbanan will say, don't make the gzeira. The Rabbanan only make the gzeira when it's kederech. And when it's kederech, Rabbi Yossi says, I don't hold of it even when it's kederech. But mashma, when it's shalom kederech, lefi the Rishash, pshat and Rashi, then everyone will be asking it's okay. However, lefi Taisvah's, however, the Taisus, the Shita Sari, according to Taisus, the Shita Sari is that we don't make a Gzeira only when it's what? When it's shiloh what? Shiloh kederech. Memeila bechreach, what are we supposed to say? If Reb Yossi Lamaisa makes the gzera when it's what? Kederech, then what are they arguing about? Chacham must say that what? That it's also even what? Shiloh kederech, correct. You follow what I just said? Otherwise you're not going to have a machloikis. So it comes out, Lamaisa, that the according to the Rabban even told us or will be usher. You ask me why, I'll just say, lo plug. They made a lo plug. So Lamaisa, this comes out a very, very important cheshbon. In Machlokes Rashi Taisus, the Marsha Pshat in Taisus, Rishash Pshat in Rashi, as to what the scope of what, of this Zera is. Chaps a tremendous nafgamina. Tremendous nafgamina. According to Rishash and Rashi, when it's shalok aderech, the Rabban will be masking, there's no Zera. According to Marsha and Rashi, no way. The Rabban made the Zera even when it's shalok aderech. Oh. So Memela, this leads us to the Rashba. The Rashba here in Diramaskal Amar Rabba Lamaisa says that this whole machlek is robber of Yosef is according to who? Excellent. So according to Lamaisa is only according to Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbanon, you don't even need it. Lo itzrich Lamaisa. Lo itzrich because it's usher because of Toldos Chama. Aye. There's no Xeris Remitz, there's no Xeris Shem Yaz's Afar. Doesn't make a difference. Aye, the Rif quotes Rabban and Rav Yosef. That's just to be mazbe the Sugya, to be mazbe the Mishnah. But in a Hanami, I want you to know something. Rabban Rav Yosef are only within who? Rav Yosef, not the Rabbanim. According to the Rabbanim, it's poshut that this is Usr. Will yet Meta B'chol, told us Cham is Usr, told us what? Told us Or. Oh. However, comes along the Rush, in Pirah Gimel Simen Hay, says not that way. Zok the Rosh, that he quotes this Machlokes Rabbanon Rabbi Yossi, of course he passes like the Rabbanon, and he quotes Rabba, and he quotes Rabba, and we'll get back to this Blinader. What does Rabba say? Shem Yatbim Remetz, and he says it's us or even what? Mi Ba'od Yom. And then he points out from the Gemara Vayki, you know, the Gemara has the Kasha from the Mishnah about Magagul and Be'al Gabi the Roteach. Actually, it's a Brisa. So he says, the fact that the Gemara compares the two, there's no difference between roasting on top of sand or roasting in sand. Doesn't make a difference. It's all considered to be usher. So the Rush quotes, Machlokes Rabbanon Yossi, Paschal like the Rabbanon. Frek the Korban Nisanel on the bottom of the Rush, Os Shin. The Korban Nisanel asks how to understand something. This Machlokes Rabbanon of Yosef is within who? Rabbi Yossi. Do we Paschal like Rabbi Yossi? No, we pass the Tana the Chachamim. Yochid v'ram alakaram. The Rosh always quotes you dinim halach l'maisa. What on earth is the Rosh quoting Rabbi Rav Yosef for? It's within Rav Yosef. Yeah? Frek the Korban Nisana on the Rosh. So the Korban Nisana quotes the Chuvas Marshal in Simon Samach Aleph. He says, I want you to know something. You must read our Gemara that when the Gemara quotes Rabbi Rav Yosef, it's also Lefid Rabbanan. Not just Lefid Rav Yosef. The Shak of the Tariya to Gemara, otherwise would be Loki Ilchasa. He says it's very dochik. The Rabban and Armoda, that Ava Chol and Ava Trachim is not Derek Lechamaman. It's not the Derek Lechamaman. Who does that? Who heats it in that way? And therefore, you're not going to have the Xer of Toldus Or. You're not going to have the Xer of Toldus Or. If you're not going to have that Xer of Toldus Or, Lamaisa, you have to come up with new reasons. Yes? This is what the Chuvas Marshal says. Who do you think this has echoes of? Who does this have echoes of, guys? What would you say? This is what we had said, Pshat Lamaisa, right? Doesn't this have echoes of what we had said, Lamaisa, a little bit, the Rishash and Rashi? Not just a little bit, a lot. That the Rabbanon, when they say Shloka Derech, what? They don't make the Xayra, right? So here they don't make the Xayra. It's not the Derech. Why is it Usher? New reasons. Shem Yatnev Remitz or Yaziz Bafer. This is the Chuvas Marshal. However, comes along the Korban Nisanel and frek two kashas on the Chuvas Marshal. So all in the Korban Nisanel, Oshin. So he asks two kashas. Number one, first of all, we have a Kla Rabba Rav Yosef Halach Kehu Rabba. Why is he holding like the Halachas like Rav Yosef? Why does the Rush say that? Number two, if the whole Shach L'Tari is also according to the Rabbanan, why did the Gemara say my time in the Rabbanan? So he doesn't like the Pshat L'maisa. He's Deicha the Pshat of the Chuvis Marshal. And therefore he's Mazma the Gemara a little bit differently. The Gemara, I'll tell you, he says, doesn't ask Rabbanan my time, because it's Fita the Gemara, Shemayazis. Why? Because only in the Das of Yosef were they Mesafik. Did they have a suffix? Because only the Dasar of Yosef are the Mesafkale. Because according to Rav Yosef Lamaisa, the din is Melacha Shein Shchuch Guf is Potter. The Gemara has on Lamed Aleph. The Gemara has on Lamed Aleph a Machlokes. We know what they hold. So the Gemara quotes on Lamed Aleph and off Rabbi Rav Yosef over there. So Lamaisa, the Rabba Lamaisa didn't want to get involved. Lamaisa, it's a shiloh what Rabbi Yossi holds. Does he hold Melacha Shein Shchuch Guf a Potter or not? So Rabba held Halacha Lamaisa. Rabba held. He didn't want to be Maz, but Rabba came up with a whole new reasoning, Shemayat Min Beremetz. Because when you get involved with Yaz's Afar, what do you get involved with? Chofer Guma Vein Sarach El Afar. A hole's going to be made, but I don't want the hole, I just want the dirt. That's what topic? Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. I want the hole, I want the dirt, I don't want the hole. So, Lamaisa, what are you worried about? Shemayat Yaz's Afar, but your whole Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is put there anyway, so there's no problem. So that's why Rav Yosef's, that's why Rabba came out of the Shemayat Min Beremetz. Rav Yosef Tak holds like Ula over there. It's a whole, it's a chesbin, interesting. The Rav Yosef holds like Ula, the Melech Shein Gufa, according to Rav Yosef, is Chayiv. That's why he came on to the Pshat of what? Shemayaz is offer. So it comes out that the Rosh Paskin's very good. I'll leave it at the Tanakama. Because when the Rosh says Shemayaz is offer, it's not me Tam, Rav Yosef, that Rabba Rav Yosef, Halacha Kirabba, not like Rav Yosef. He's passing like the Rabbanon that it's a din of Shemayaz's offer. So that's what he means. I'm not holding like Rav Yosef, I'm holding like Chachamim. So you're mistaken to say that I pass in what? Like Rav Yosef. I'm passing like the Rabbanon. So only by Afkas Sudarim is there a Gzeir of what? Told us Ur. So that's the Cheshbin of the Korban Nisan. It's a little bit difficult because why did he what? Why did he quote Rabba's reasoning at all that Aser's even what? Even Miba'od Yom. So this is what the Oral Avana wants to say. I want you to get this. Because remember we mentioned before, the Rush had mentioned that he asked like Rabba that it's even Asur Mibod Yom to put the egg in the sand. But if the whole Cheshbon is you're just passing like the Rabbana, I'm not really holding like Rabba. So why does he even mention Rabba? So the Vort's like this. He wants to claim Pshat Lamaisa that the Korban Nisan understood, and I want you to get this, that Yosef was not being cholik on Rabba. He was adding a new reasoning. It's not just Aser Shemayat Min Beremetz. It's also Aser Ofer Min Komo. And that's why the Rosh quotes the din of what? Rabba? Because Rav Yosef holds it as well, Lamaisa. And everyone holds of it, Lamaisa. He passes like Rabba and Rav Yosef. It's not a machlokes. It's not like I'm siding with Rav Yosef over Rabba. Rav Yosef is just adding on to a reasoning. Not necessarily that Rabba would deny it. You have to add on, and Rabba necessarily would not deny it. He asked it. Rav Yosef just added another reasoning. So Lamaisa, that's how he wants to say the Korban Nisan learned the Gemara. It's a little difficult, though. Why is this Shvir? You tell me why is this Shvir Pshat to say that the Korban Nisan is learning like this in the Gemara? Offer Tichuach. Excellent, Jakey. Gemara gives Offer Tichuach. Shows are mutually exclusive. No? Not if you learn like the Rashba. If you learn like the Rashba, Lamaisa, it comes out that the Rosh learns like the Rashba against Rashi. So according to Rabbu, it's Mutter, because Remitz Bafra Lo Michlof. According to Yosef, it's us, because Mezid Offer Min Komo. So it comes out, Lamaisa, you're right, there's a Nafkamina. Because Rav Yosef's Machmer on what? Rav Yosef's Machmer on who? On Rab, if you learn like the Rashba. So that taka turns out well, because he's adding another reasoning, and Offer Tichul comes out to what to be the Nafkamina. So it comes out, this, I want you to get this Cheshbon. It's tremendous Cheshbon. Because it comes out of fundamental machlokes here. Halacha Lamaisa. Is Rabba Rav Yosef going what? Just a libid to Rav Yosef, or even according to the Rabbanan? According to the Rosh, he's going a libid to Rabbanan. According to the Rosh, but he's only going to what? Only according to Rav Yosef. And according to the Rabbanan, Pshit, it's also because Atal told us or. So that's the kinetic we want to close with. This machlokes Rashi Tosfos, Marshan Tosfos. Rashash and Rashi is also the machlokes what? Rashba and the Rosh. Rashi holds like the Rosh that the machlokes lemaisim. Rashi holds like the Rosh that the Rabbanan Amoda would not get there if they didn't make a Gzeira. And therefore, Hatmanus B'chol Arachom is not the Derech. Therefore, they need these reasonings. And these reasonings are said even according to the Rabbanan Phil. Correct? Yes? Whereas according to who? According to, and that's exactly what we're saying, Rashi holds the Maisa like the Rosh. Mashen came, according to Tosfos, the Marsha, they hold like the Rashba, that it's only what? The Gzeira was said even when it's what? We make the Gzeira even Shlomo Kederech, and therefore the whole Gemara is only according to Biosi. These reasons are not even needed according to the Rabbanim. Oh. The Meilin Cain, that's the Chesh we want to save shot in the Gemara. You follow me? We tell you this Machlech Yishon. Yes, are you?
What about Rashi explaining against the Rashba?
What'd you say?
Rashi explains the Nafkamina.
You're right. You're right. The Nafkamina is the Nafkamina is different, but that doesn't, I don't think, Chaps and Nafkamina on the Pshat in the Gemara about the scope of the Gzeira. You follow me? And there's, he'll learn that one Nakuda, you're right. Make a good Hara. But I'm saying that I'm grabbing the scope of the Gzeira. Are you talking about the one? And is it Derek or not? That will remain the same. Okay? All right. It's a very good Hara. So this leads us to following the Nakuda. Okay? And then we got to get to the Dude Shemesh. Okay? We mentioned before that. The Tosfos, the Gemara goes Viter. If you saw the Gemara Viter, did you see the Tashma when the Gemara brings in Anshei Tveria? So the Gemara says, if you all got member remits, it makes sense. How do you dime with Hadmana? The Tiberian pipe is analogous for the case of burying an egg in hot sand. The Lamad Nisha Maze is offered in Kaimbach. What are you going to say? What does Ephraim Kaimbach have to do with anything? With the Tiberian water? So the Gemara says, at the bottom of the Yom service, Maze Tveria, a Sefer Koi. A Reisha Koi. It's not talking about in the Sefer. It's going on the Reisha Koi with the scarves. Leifkim is from Rabbi Yosi Mater. Vogel Kermel and Rabbanon Lord Yesi. Hai Mai Sanchi Tviri that told us Chamahu. Vashim the Rabbanon. Amalu Rabbi Yesi. No. Ha told us Uru. The Chalfi Apischa the Gehenim. Whoa. He says, that nothing to do with what? He says that the various water is not told us Chamah. It's from Gehenim. It's Mamish from fire of Gehenim. It's told us Ur. Okay. But what is the Gemara when it asked this kasha? It said, "El Mamram Nishamezes Avram Kamo Michael Amemar." What are you going to say? So the Tosfos on the bottom. You see the last Tosfos on the bottom of the Amud. What did Tosfos say? I understand. A corner of Yosi doesn't hold of Hatmana. Frek Tosfos. Dover Amosif Hevel Zasun Erev Shabbos. Right? We learned that on Thursday in the Kabur. Frek Tosfos. Corner of Yosi. He only holds the Xer of Shemiyazis. What he doesn't hold of. The whole institution of Hartmano, which is based on the Atman Beremitz, that's Tosfos Kasha. So what's Tosfos Teretz? Tosfos says there's a big difference. He says, Mi bold yom, of course I hold of the Gzeira, Shem Yatman Beremitz, because it might cause it to be Mechata. But here, where you're holding on Shabbos, it's not Shach to make a Gzeira. Ato Isharinu Levashach Lechame Chama, Nechishtum Me'as Levash Mechame, or B'Shabbos? In other words, the way Tosfos, you have to say, is interpreting it is if you have two things that are mutter mikar adin, and one of the things is going to lead to an usher, lead to a chashash, that'll cause the other thing, like hatman and erev Shabbos. That'll lead you to do shemi echata. But here, where one's mutter and one's usher, what kind of chashash there is? So just because, if we're talking on Shabbos itself, what does Tosfos say? Mi bod yom, there's a gzeir of shemi atmim remetz. But on Shabbos, not shachat makes a gzeir. If we allow Bishul b'chame chama, that's what's going to lead you to mavash b'chame or b'shabbos. I mean, they're two distinct things. So the Gemara held at this point, Lamaisa, since they're two distinct things, one's not going to lead you to another. As a hatmana b'davar mosav helver of Shabbos is going to lead you to matir remitz beer of Shabbos, and Lamaisa, because both those things are mutter ner of Shabbos. But if you're matir remitz, it's a shasham yichata. But in the situation of what? When one of the things is mutt and one of the things is usser, we're not going to what? It's not going to lead you to what? To do what? To do a bishul b'chame or on Shabbos. That's what Tosfos says. That's what Tosfos says here. Okay? The bottom Tosfos here. So the Rashba has a different teretz to this kasha. What does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, Dover Mosef Hevel is only something Mitzat Atzmo, that's Mosef Hevel. Like what? Gephis or Melech. But here, it's not hot internally. It's hot. What's going to happen when you remove it from its place? It's going to get cooled off. If it's going to get cooled off, then we don't make a Gzeira, even Bim Koman. Anything that's going to get cool, we don't make a Gzeira. So Frek the Rashba, according to Rabba of Shema Yatmin, why don't we Asr Hatmana B'chol even B'bod Yom? We don't Asr Hatmana B'chol even B'bod Yom. Why not? Isn't sand the Dover Mosef Hevel? Isn't the Dover Mosef Hevel Asr Afilu B'Erev Shabbos? Why don't we Asr putting something in sand in Erev Shabbos? We don't, says the Rashba. You know what the Teretz is? Because anything that's heated Erev Shabbos, it's going to get cold Friday night, that's considered a Dover Sheina Mosef Hevel. So Rashba loves this theory of something that's going to cool down. That's how he's Masber, why what? That's how he's Masber. He answers Tosis Kasha. It's not that Rav Yosef Chas V'Sholom, you know, denies Hatmana. He only has Hatmana things in the Geffen and Melech. Something that's not Chom and Minzad Atzman, but Chom HaShemesh, when it gets removed from its place, gets cooled, even Koma didn't make his hair. And then he says, oh, why do we ask her what? Hatmana B'chol, even Bodom, is it the Rosef? No, it's not a Dara Mosef Hel. We should point out, it says in the Shulchan, I want you to see the Turim Beis Yosef. Shin Yud Ches Sif Gimel. We want to finish, try to finish up Sif Gimel, and we can start Sif Dalet tomorrow. In Sif Gimel, what does it say? What does it say in Sif Gimel? Just like it's also the cook, Bavusha B'ora, told us Chama, told us Or. And he says, even told us Chama. The handkerchief that's been heated up, a Chama's Asr. Then he says, also Amina B'chol, on Shabbos. Shehuch Mikoach HaChama. Says the Mishnah Berura in Sifkon Yotes, Afilu Mibod Yom, because sand is a Dover Mosef Hevel. Dover Mosef Hevel is also Afilu Mibod Yom. Simin Reishon and Zion Sif Gimel, he says. If you look in Rabbi Kiva Eger, though, he quotes B'Shem the Rashba, it's Mutu Lahat Mid Bechol Yom, Mibod Yom. Why is it Mutu to insulate it in sand Mibod Yom? Why? Because anything that's Huchim Berev Shabbos, anything that's heated Erev Shabbos from the sun, is Mitzdanin Legamri Lel Shabbos is Mutter. That's the Rashba we just mentioned. Rabbi Kivego holds like this Rashba Ladina. Yes? So if you look in the Shar HaTzion, I asked Ari, and I asked Zach, what does he say in the Shar HaTzion? Chol is called, sand is called Mosef Hevel. That's only by a hot food. But not on a cold food, like it says in the second parak of Abbasar, Rosh Basham. Looking and looking. Oh, Gemara Baba Basar, Daf Yud Tes. I knew it had to be doing about it's talking about Harchakas Ezekiel, the whole second parak. So the Mishnah there talks that Yud Tesim and Aleph. He doesn't give you the dafter, he expects you to know it. It took me a while to find it. So you're not allowed to put next to a neighbor's wall, you know, things that could be Mazik's wall. So what about sand? So sand isn't one of the things. Gephis is mentioned there because it'll cause a lot of heat. It destroys wall. But sand is not mentioned. Frek de Gemara, why is sand not mentioned? So listen to this. Elam Arava and Yud Tesem Raf, Hachayinu Tamid Loktani Chol, Shum Demachamimei Chayin. Sand heats only items that are warm to begin with. Mekari Karer, items that are cold, leaves cold. So sand has no damaging effect on a cold wall. So the Gemara says, Beferish, so says the Rashba, here in Baba Basra, on Yud Tesem and Aleph. That's exactly the basis here, why it should be mutter to be matmin something in sand on Erev Shabbos from the sun. Because it's going to get cool Friday night anyway. Ah, doesn't it Mosef Hevel? No, it only Mosef Hevel if the thing itself is hot. The thing itself is going to get cool. It's not like Gephis. It's not like Gephis. The sand itself only gets hot if the thing inside is hot. If the thing inside is cold, then it's cold. So that's what Rabbi Kivega writes. It's mutadu hatmana mibod yom. If it's going to what? In the sand from the sun. Thank you, Pedro. And therefore, you see, anything that's heated Erev Shabbos min Achama, it cools Friday night, it's considered to be mutter halacha l'maisa. Now, the second Nakuda the Shartzian says, is that told us Chama's Mutalat in the Shabbos, on Shabbos itself, B'dover Shina Hosef Hevel. So that's another thing I want you to get. Hatmana on a Toldus Chama on Shabbos is Mutter. Two Nakudas. Number one is sand that was heated up through the sun on Erev Shabbos is Mutter, and sound like that Rosh. Like that Rashba. Okay? Like the Rashba. Okay? Lamaisa. It's against the Rosh, but like the Rebbe Akiva, it goes with the Rashba. And then also we're pointing out, Lamaisa, that sand itself, even though it's called the Mosef Hevel, that's only by a hot food inside of it. Something that's cold is not considered to be based on the Gemara Basra, Daf Yetesmanov with the Rashba there. And the second Nakuda is that told us Chama on Shabbos is Mutul Havim B'Davar Shein Mosef Hevel. That's not necessarily talking about sand itself. Any told us Chama is Mutul Du Hatmana B'Davar Shein Mosef Hevel. Oh. So where is this Rosh that is Cholik on the Rashba that the Mishnah Berurah quoted before he quoted the Rebbe Akiva and quoted the Rashba? The Rosh is in the same Siman Perek Gimel Siman Hey. He says, according to the Rabbah, we mentioned it earlier in our Mahalach, remember the Rosh quoted the Rashba? The Rosh quoted Rabbah that said it's usher to do Hatmana in the sand, even B'chol. That's not what the Gemara is talking about, but he added it on. Even Bobo, because the Dover Moshe of Hevel. I freck the Rashba's Kasha. What, the Rosh denies that? That it gets cold? What's the Rosh going to say to that Rashba? So this is what the Oral Levana wants to say, a beautiful Pshat, I thought. You can answer based on what the Ron asked. The Ron asked the Kasha on the Rashba. Let me ask you, if the egg is so hot, Mibod Yom, in the sand, doesn't the sand become a Dover Mosef Hevel? Even Mechashachashecha? And we paskin Chamim Echamin. What's Chamim Echamin? Whatever is hot, from something that's hot, Lamaisa, is a problem. So doesn't the sand become a Dover Mosef Hevel? So you know what the Ron answers? The Ron says an egg that gets heated up in the sand is not what? It's not as hot. Eino kokachro tachas shishchamim chom al yoda. Kein chamimi chamimi. It's not like chamimi chamimi. It's not like a hot thing from another hot thing. It doesn't get that hot. The sand, Lomaisi, denies it. I guess we have to lump the size. We always say from our Rebbe Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. He says it doesn't get that hot like chamimi chamin. And therefore, you know, like the, let's say the chamei tviri or chamimi chamin is a phrase that means that what something is so hot, it got the other thing as hot. It doesn't reach that. Doesn't reach that madrega. So Lamaisa, according to the Rosh, will say it does. And it's considered chamimi chamin, and therefore yasser even b'vod yom, and the Rashba will deny that, is the pshat, as we said, from the Ran. You have to lumdicize it, like to what degree that is considered to be chamimi chamin. So that's the pshat Lamaisa wanted to bring out here. Okay, so that leads us now Hashtadus is lachy to the Dut Shemesh. And Ari has an apartment here in Yisrael, and Phil lives there. So we're not talking about it in theory. Okay, we're talking about people that have Dut Shemesh right in front of us. So there is no doubt that water that's in the, you know, they have this like a solar, you know, they have like a little bucket, some metal bucket on the roof. And the water in there that's heated before Shabbos is definitely okay. The problem is, when you turn the hot water on, the hot water leaves from the dude. And the new, right, the new cold water goes in the dude and gets heated up. So is that a problem? Because this is told us what? Told us Chama, Pashup Shot. No. We'll see that there is a svar of one of the great postmen says it's not told us Chama, it's Chama Mamish. Svar l'kul, but the pashtus is it's told as chama. No, there are you know the metal there are metal things in there that heat it l'chura. But let's see what we want to say with this. Okay, so
can you use the argument that you were just saying before, whether it's chamin that's
yeah. So we're gonna see Phil. Maybe it's chama mamish. We'll see. Okay, good. So firstly, let's point out, I didn't give it to you. I'm sorry I didn't give it to you. I gave you the Shmir Shabbos Madur Rishona. So he points out, in Amud Yud Sif Chav Tes, Baruch Hashem, we have it in the shul, the old, we found one. He points out that it should be okay. No one's going to make a mistake. I think it's told us or. Number two, there's a famous Rashba I want you to know, that if I have a big farm, and I want to close the gate, and I want to close the gate for security purposes, but I have a cow in there, or let's say a deer, better. I have a deer in there. But the only reason I'm closing it for security purposes, my function is just for bitachon. But at the end of the day, it doesn't close a what? It doesn't close the what? It closes the deer. Excellent, Ailey. So I have a kavanah la'asr, a kavanah la'hatr. That's not called a psik reishis, says the Rashba. Because inevitable isr exclusively. If I have a mixed in thought that's laheter, then it destroys the whole thing. I have bitachon and also for tzad. Says the Rashba, mutter. That's how the Shulti Giburim is medayik from the Rashba. So it could very well be the same thing here. Here, my kavan is to take out the hot water. I don't care about the cold water going in. So there's a kavan leheter and a kavan lister. That's not a psikration. Number three, the whole thing is drabanan, a psikration, lo ich baslei. He wants a claim would be mutter. Maybe it's lo nichalei exam. Call it lo nichalei, right? Lo ich baslei, but same thing, means lo nichalei. So that's in the Madur Rishona. You get the impression, not just the impression, that it'd be mutter to use a dut shemesh. However, Madur Shnia, which I didn't give you, I'm sorry, look it up. Amud Yuches Sif Mem Hey, I read his lashon. Tov li mana milotzi ma'im chami b'dut shemesh. Tov li mana. It's good to what to prevent yourself. Im nichnasim imkom ladud ma'im karim ve'mischama yedei achol. And the horish shamakuf chov zayni kotz b'shem Shlomo Zalman that it's asul lechachila. Why is it asul lechachila? Because a lot of times, you know that red switch in Eretz Yisrael, they have a red switch for it. He says a lot of times it's being run by the electric switch. And if that's the case, that's like what? Unclarity. That's told us chama, told what? Told us or. Because electricity now. It's like electricity. And therefore what? Rechosh is that the water came from Derech HaShemesh, from Gamiz Manchu Mufo Bechashmal. So it's not so posh that it's only from the solar. Might be also from the electric. And therefore he says, he recommends against it. So this is Madur Rishon and Madur Shnia, but let's get to the other poskim. In the Har Tzvi, the Tzvi Pesach Frank or Achaim Chelak Av Simen Kuf Peches, he brings up a new din called Grama. The Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Chaf Amebez. I want you to look it up. Kuf Chaf Amebez is a Lotasa Komalacha Ha Grama Shari. There's a heter of Grama on Shabbos Mutamin Atayir. The Ramah quotes a Mordechai. It's also the Rabbanan still. He claims that this is this is called Grama here. Because the water gets cooked b'koch sheni through the hot water that goes out. For the totso, the hot water going out, you open up what? The beres. You open up the what? What's it called in English? Open up the spout, the spigot, correct? That's called asara samoneya. You're removing a prevention. So that's considered to be like a double grumma. The water that comes out with the opening of the spout, that's not maisa gavitz, asara samoneya, like the chasam sovra kayadua. Hasara someone is not a maisa, and the cold water going in is like another one. It's like another grama. It's a result of the siluk amay machamim. So he says a double hasara someoneya. Plus the fact it's only told the scham, which is the rabbanon. Trade rabbanon even on a psik reisha we're makelan. Even if you even the chumas adeshin matter it with one rabbanon psik reisha, but with two rabbanon is a psik reisha. Plus the fact it's a grama, he says there's no way that it should be usher. That's the Har Tzvi's Moskona. Now we get to Rebbe Avadya. Rebbe Avadya has 10 or 11 heterim here. Lamai, so let's go through them. Okay? First of all, Lamai, he quotes at least 20 poskim that hold like that Trumas Adeshin, that psikresh on a wonder abundance mutter. He says, you want to wash the kalim, you want to wash your hands and your feet, let's say. He said the whole thing's the Rabbanan told us a chama. It's a psikration. The Rabbanan, we said it's more than one, the Rabbanan. That's number one, heter, yes. Number two, there is a Rashba, which we'll get to when we get to it, Bilinetter, and then Bey, Zimut Aleph. The Rashba writes, is mutter to pour a lot of hot water into a small amount of cold water. Because he has a theory that if there's irui lach balach, which is moisture and moisture, liquids, he claims there's no bishul. He says it doesn't affect the hot water that gets mixed up with the cold water, doesn't affect it. That's what he claims. Okay, it's against Tysus. But the Ron has such a theory. With the colder water here, goes to the dude, you know, through a pipe, and therefore, Lamites is like chamin latoch sone. It's like hot water going into the tzone, which is mutter according to the Rashi and the Ron. That's number two theory. Number three, He says, who says it ever gets the atzel lettuce ball? We'll learn that too. You never over bishul minatar unless it's yatzel lettuce ball. Actually, we discussed with Yushalmi. Yatzel lettuce ball. Remember the opposite. Number four, he says, it's a psik reishul onichale. I could care less about what? More hot water. I have enough hot water that was there originally. That's all I want. I don't care about new hot water. It's a psik reishul onichale. Number five, it's a mloch shinshik legufa. I don't want that bishul b'mayim. Pater Avalasser, the whole thing. It's a Toldus Chama, it's Pater Avalasser. Number six, he says, Lamaisa, the Svar of what? Grama. It's Asara Samonea. Number seven, the Rashba's theory. It's not a psikresha. You have, I'm closing it for Bitachon, and also the deer is in there. What am I doing it for? I'm doing it for the hot water that was there before Shabbos. I'm not doing it because I want the cold water to come in new to be hot. Lach Shenshik Leguvi always is in one stage, remember? There are two stages by Dover Shimon's Kavim Psik Reisha. I close the door, and the second stage we view is that the guy's enclosed. The animal's enclosed. We view it like a second stage. So if there's two, if there's Kavan Lahet, the Kavan Lis, there's no Psik Reisha. Lach Shenshik Leguvi is one thing, but he's arguing here that it's Lach Shenshik Leguvi. He's arguing, even if you wanted to sin, he said it's Lach Shenshik Leguvi. It's all one step, you're saying. If you don't want to say it's all one step, then you could say Lamaisa, it's a psikreshul nichle. He's saying all these studim. Oh, so the seventh one was the Rash. We have both these theories. Number eight. Now he says this is only a sniff, because we said this is we don't. Can you drink water straight up? Yes. So cooking water shouldn't be awesome in a ther. There's no doubt we said it's approved somewhat. But he says you could use it as a sniff. Anything that's eaten raw or drank raw, maybe it's not an issur of bishul. Okay, he says, you can use that as a sniff. Even though we said, no doubt the cooking makes it better. And lastly, number nine, he quotes the Marshal. The Marshal was of the opinion it's mutter to roast an egg on top of a hot roof because it's minkara. There's no chashash you're going to meet tzol al or. The dude Shemesh, everyone knows this is coming from the sun. Shmo meyed alav. Goes back to what we said at the beginning of the year from Rashi. That can be a michlof. So nine different svaras of Avadi right. So you have Reb Tzvi Zifrank, Reb Avadi said it's mutter. Mashmir Shabbos with the Rishon HaMatar, Matar Rishni said you shouldn't do it, it's usher. Sitz Eliezer brings up that svara that Phil brought up, Chelik Zion, Simon Yutes. This is not told us a chama. I thought it was. He said like Phil. The Sitz Eliezer says this is Bishul B'chama Mamish. He says the koltim. What are koltim? What are kolate? What? Right. What are the koltim that are inside the metals, the filaments inside the dude shemesh? He says the koltim should be dude mahavin ein mitfach umekasher ben karnei shemesh. They're just a segue to connect the sun rays to the water, but they're not considered to be a chefsa kli on its own. What? How do you translate kolate? Koltim. What, the absorptions? The elements that what take the sun rays? He said, that's not a kli. They don't mechamim on their own. It's all coming from the sun. Bishul b'chama, kli amashari. Mutal legamri. No problem of toldus chama. This is the svar of the Sitz Eliezer. So we have the Ratzvi Beis Frank, Sitz Eliezer, and also who? What'd you say? Ravadi's Mekel, and Madur Rishoni was Mekel, Shmir Shabbos, Madur Rishoni was Machmer. The Shevet Alevi's Machmer. What's the Shevet Alevi? So, Rechaim Chelakal Simon Sadi Dalid. He says he's Usher, it's told us Chama, no doubt. It's Gozer out told us Or. He doesn't Mekabal any of these Svaras. And therefore, one could in fact follow most Rove Poskim. Lamais, if you really need to, but Lamais, what do they do by you, Phil? What do they do by you?
We hold by the coolers.
Ari, what do they do by you?
You have no hot water left for showers.
You have no hot water because everyone took showers already.
Yes.
Right. So you say for sure it's usher. How do you know you have no hot water left?
Trust me, I know.
You know? Because the last person takes a shower is taking a cold shower. Gotcha. Okay, so if you say like that.
Next day, the water is hot.
Right.
But That's not with the elements.
Right, but if you're going to wash dishes Friday night, Lamaisa, right?
It's in cold
water. It's Friday cold water.
Dishes are cold water.
Right, but I'm saying for a Shiloh.
On Shabbat day, the water gets...
So you have the cold water that's been heated. So that's the Shiloh. That's the Shiloh.
But you know it's definitely from the Shemitah because...
Right.
The element was never on.
Gotcha. But it was heated on Shabbos itself. So the Shiloh is whether it's told as Chama or it's Chama Mamish. That's the Shiloh. Okay, whatever it is, Lamaisa, this is an important Shiloh, Halach Lamaisa, and obviously we shouldn't use the microwaves, for sure, Halach Lamaisa. Could be a Chiyuv Skila, no doubt. And the Dut Shemesh, you have the Machlekes in the Poskim. We don't have them in America, so Lamaisa, I guess that's why Reb Moshe wasn't, you know, really didn't really talk about it. Lamaisa wasn't asked that Shiloh. But that comes out of Lachal Maisa from what? From this particular din. Okay. All right, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we got to go Vaita to Sif Dalit. All right, it's great to see Ari and Phil. It's great to see everyone else.
Can you make a decision about...
Yeah, what do you guys want to do about July 4th? What do you, I have a wedding in the afternoon I have to go to the chuppah to. But, so I would at least like to do half day. If you want to do the whole day, maybe I could even, you know, get back. I'm not sure. You guys will just learn on your own. So what do you guys want to do? You want to think about it? We'll decide the end of, by the end of the day?
If we had a half day, then when would...
9 to 1. We go 9 to 1. Okay. 9 to 1. You want, and I could still get you lunch, whatever you want. You want to have 9 to 1 and have the lunch, and then... What does everyone say? Oh, you tell me by mincha. You think about it, okay? All right, very good. So today we have the learning, you have dinner, we'll have dinner too. There's pizza here. You know how to push the table? Yeah, I'll push you back for you. Okay. Stay out of this pizza.